When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Random would you rather question. I'll give you guys one before we hit the phones again. Let's see here. Okay. Man. I know this is ethically not correct.
Oh, no.
It's a would you rather.
Oh, no.
Okay. Would you rather your dog die right now?
Oh. All right.
Or some random high school kid in your neighborhood?
Oh, damn.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
I know.
Take that kid
I know.
Down.
You're taking out the kid?
I'm taking out the kid. There are a bunch of jerks around there anyway. I don't care. Take them out.
Oh, damn.
That's just a tough one, man.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I got to take my dog. Dog's got to die.
Yeah.
I can't have that on my conscience.
If you know you are responsible for this decision,
yes.
I got to take the dog. Because it's me and my family greedy.
That's why I asked.
You know, even if the high school parents don't know you're responsible, you know, to see them just like,
dogs die every day, people die every day.
And then my dog's out there, you know, barking at a squirrel.
You know you're responsible.
Yeah, I'm doing the dog. Because look, here's,
why are you walking your dog?
Because here's the truth, right? Inevitably, you know, either your pet just dies or you take it to get put down. Mm-hmm. This is a decision that you accept the moment you get a dog. You hope to not get there, but... Like my last dog, I had to make the decision to put the dog down. She died on my lap, and it was awful. But when you get a pet, you're prepared to make that decision. Mm-hmm. When you have kids, you're not like, day's going to come, right? I have to put them down. Like, it does not cross your mind. Jeez. Your goal is that they outlive you, right?
Does this kid play sports?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Obviously, I'm taking the dog.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
He's a 4-star football player. All right, dog.
Bunch of damn humanitarians out here.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're taking the kid.
Oh, yeah.
All right, damn. Mm-hmm.
Take the kid out.
Did they suck that bad in your neighborhood?
More than my dog.
Damn, okay.
Oh, we got a big issue in my neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
We got that pool.
What if it was one of them?
Them damn teenagers. One of them took a swing at my guy, Will.
Really? What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This next generation sucks, dude.
Wait, what happened? That they took a...
So, obviously, like, my complex has a pool.
Yeah.
So, there's other teenagers in the neighborhood. So, they sometimes prop the thing open. And, right, Will is, like, the head of maintenance, and he lives there. And he simply was like, hey, like, you guys don't live in this building.
Yeah.
You can't be in this pool. And I think there were some words exchanged, and I think maybe a little more firmly, he was like, hey, like, you can't be in the pool. Like, if your parents live, it's fine, but you don't live here.
Right.
And then I guess one of them, from the rumors in the building is the kids were like 15, 16, and one of them took a swing at him. Somebody else obviously had to come over, and they had to kind of, I don't know, like hold their arms down or something, because you can't fight with teenagers.
Right.
And they know that. So that's why Will's not a small man.
15, 16 years old, if you come after me, I'm knocking you out. Before I get knocked
out. But he's doing the right thing. Somebody else kind of helped him, and then the cops showed up. And I don't know what happened.
Dude, but the difference is this. If you were 15 or 16 and you were at my place of employment, yes, I'm going to let you get away with some stuff.
Correct.
If you were at my house, I'm beating your ass to death. Yeah,
exactly.
No doubt about it, man.
You know? Well, and like everybody agrees, like, hey, look, I get it. You're teenagers. But like, once you get caught, you're caught.
Just leave.
It's that simple.
It could always
they know they're going to get out of jail. They're not going anywhere. It's like all these kids who steal the cars and smash them in the pot shops.
Yeah.
They do it multiple times. They've been arrested multiple times. They go back home to your parents. What do? They go back out. They steal another Hyundai. They blow it through a pot shop. They steal all the pot. Then they get ragged. They total the car in a high-speed chase. And then they get out that night.
Right.
I almost had to do it at the grocery store the other day, right? There's a guy, obviously, just trying to steal something, whatever. Security guard's watching him. Now he's like, oh, rah, rah, rah. But he keeps cursing. It's 6:30 at night. Like, there's kids in there and stuff. So, I mean, I was like, I should just grab them and drag them out. Because the store, I know they can't.
Yeah, they can.
So I was like,
but
you know,
you can.
Yeah. And I easily could have. So I was like, do I do it? Then I was like, just let it go.
Man, if I'm a security guard at one of those places, I don't understand the point of a security guard if they cannot do anything. But what I would do, like, hey, Ted, listen, man. Here's a 20 spot. That dude over there is starting to piss me off, man. But I don't want to lose my job. Can you handle this for me? I'll hook you. I'll buy you a 6-pack. Seriously, I'd be like, dude, go deal with that guy.
What do you got back there? A knife? Give it to me.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jared, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question. All right, Jared, would you rather Would you rather have a job where you are outside the entire time, or a job while where you work inside all day?
Oh, definitely a job where I'm outside. I actually left my desk job for that exact reason. So I was working a desk job, and then I went and became an electrician so I could work with my hands.
All right, so, but you are inside every once in a while.
Every once in a while, sure.
Yeah. I'm talking about just being outside all the time. I don't know what that job is.
I mean, lumberjack or maybe, roofer, something like that.
Maybe you load baggage onto aircraft, you know, or whatever the deal is, but you're outside. So whatever the weather is, you're involved in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love the physicality, so it's still take the outside job.
Yeah,
you're right. Typically, if you work outdoors, it's more physical. I will say I could do an outdoor job year-round in Seattle. Because it never gets that cold or that hot. And if it does, it doesn't last long.
Correct.
Maybe you get wet, but so the hell what, right? But, man, some places.
Well, let's assume it's in Seattle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I could do that. Yeah.
There is something, like, when I was a landscaper, there's something fulfilling, too, about, like, we made those lawns look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, you see the pattern in it and stuff. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It just feels different than doing other
jobs. The sense of accomplishment.
Correct.
That you can see.
And it, some of those days were so hot and humid and
it
sucked.
It is so gross.
But man, when you knocked off, it felt almost better
getting
off,
too. Well, the beer
tastes
better. Yeah. Like, everything tastes better. The food tastes better.
You know,
like,
one thing I noticed, everything. When we flew to Florida, right, we could not believe how fast baggage showed up in baggage claim, because Seattle's notoriously terrible at it. And a friend of ours who'd flown out there with us for this volleyball tournament explained it. They said, if you go somewhere that is super cold or super hot, you get your baggage faster because those guys want to get back inside as fast as possible. And this guy explained he landed in like Chicago or something, but he's like, it's like negative 10 degrees outside. He's like, by the time you got to baggage claim, your bags were coming. Because he said those guys hustled, got everything off that. Yeah.
Get me out of here.
And I was like, that's a good point. Seattle, always temperate. They're like, nah.
Also, I asked you off the air, but shout out to the TSA in Orlando. I don't know if it's the Disney effect.
I think it's how many people they
deal
with.
But they are so nice and efficient. Like, it's completely different than the TSA you've ever experienced.
Yeah, it really is.
Reason we ask, would you rather have a job where you're outside or inside all day? According to a new poll, Americans spend nearly half of their entire day online.
Jesus.
Between work, jobs, and tasks, entertainment, and socials. Here's how that breaks down. The average American spends more than 10 hours a day online. 5.5 of those hours are spent on work stuff. Emails, paying bills, browsing, gaming, and looking at social media. And they spend another 5 hours streaming entertainment, watching movies, shows, and videos. 55% of them use their TV to stream content. 25% use computers and tablets to watch. 20% use their phone. Again, half of Americans spend half of their entire day online.
But a lot of it's voluntary, man. I've been taking the light rail the last couple weeks because traffic's so effed up on 5, right? No big deal.
Yeah.
But when I look around every day, I would say 99% of people face down on their phones. And that's waiting at the station when they're physically walking on the train. Like, they don't look up. They're still looking down on their phone. For 1 second, they scan for a seat. They find it, sit down, right back on their phone. Everybody.
That's what drives me nuts about kids in the car as far as when you're in parks. Places that have a view.
And they're looking at their phone.
They're on their phone like, hey, guys, there's a herd of elk over there. Look. Mm. And they go, ah.
Cool. I can see that online.
Yeah.
Here's a video of an elk.
Driving on 101 in Oregon with my kids. Guys, look over there, man. Look at that view. Look at that. Yeah. Yeah. See, look at that. Look at that big rock in the middle of the water. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Cool, Dad.
Thanks.
Cool,
thanks,
nerd.
Thanks for bringing us here.